Hello and welcome to Naxos Classical Spotlight and another in our continuing series of podcasts dedicated to the music of Ludwig van Beethoven. Beethoven was born in 1770, so he was born into the musical world when Haydn and Mozart were still alive, and his earlier works, including some of his concertos, reflect that influence. Beethoven first tried his hand at writing a concerto when he was only 14 years old, though only bits and pieces of that piece still exist. He completed his first real concerto in 1895 when he was 25 and then revised it before the concerto was first published in 1801. This podcast began with this concerto, the concerto number 1 in C major, and Beethoven takes his time before the soloist finally gets to play, almost 3 minutes in fact. Not a good piece for impatient pianists. Here's a bit more of that orchestral opening up to the point where the pianist finally gets to play. Stefan Vladar is the piano soloist together with the Capella Estropolitana conducted by Barry Wordsworth. That was music from Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1. Beethoven composed his Piano Concerto No. 2 at more or less the same time. Like the first concerto, the second was written as a way for Beethoven to show off his abilities as a virtuoso pianist. In fact, this second concerto was what Beethoven played at his first public performance when he moved to Vienna and wanted to establish his reputation as a pianist. Beethoven didn't think highly of the first two concertos, calling them not my best work, though audiences since then might not completely agree. The second concerto has, among other things, a beautiful slow movement, lyrical and at the same time deeply reflective. Here's how that movement begins. Stefan Vladar is once again the soloist.
Thank you.
That was music from Beethoven's Second Piano Concerto. I sometimes think the most stressful job on a concert stage is that of the page turner, and this I know from experience. As often as not, you are seeing the music for the first time and depend on the occasional nod or grunt from the performer to know exactly when to turn the page. So consider the poor page turner when Beethoven performed his third piano concerto in C minor for the very first time. As usual, Beethoven hadn't got around to writing out most of the score, so he played and conducted mostly from memory. All that was on the page were, besides blank pages, some scribbles to help Beethoven. This may have meant something to Beethoven, but it all meant nothing at all to the page turner. In the end, the performance happened, and the page turner, who was in this case a friend of Beethoven's, was probably just glad the performance was over. Here's the beginning of the final movement of that concerto. Music from Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 with Stefan Vladar as soloist. According to an early biographer, Beethoven had a royal student, the Archduke Rudolf of Austria, who became an accomplished pianist and composer under Beethoven's guidance. Imagine for a minute having Beethoven as your piano teacher. So in 1803, Beethoven wrote a triple concerto for orchestra, violin, cello, and piano, which was written with the Archduke in mind. The idea was to write a showy but not too difficult piano part, supported by more difficult parts in the violin and cello that were to be played by the best soloists possible. However it came about, it's a piece full of moments of great beauty and elegance, like this part of the final movement, beginning with solos for the cello and then the violin. Thank you. That was part of the final movement of Beethoven's Triple Concerto. The soloists were Dong-Suk Kang, violin, Maria Kliegel, cello, and Yeno Yando, piano, with the Nicholas Esterhazy Symphonia conducted by Bela Drahos. Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 was first performed in 1807 at a private concert, and then in 1808 in a public concert at Vienna's Theater an der Wien, with Beethoven as soloist. This concert was Beethoven's last public appearance as a soloist. His increasing deafness made it impossible for him to continue performing. From this concerto, here is the beginning of the slow movement. That was from Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 with Stefan Vladar as soloist. Beethoven wrote his only violin concerto in 1806, and it was first performed in December of that year. Apparently, Beethoven didn't finish writing out the solo violin part until close to the performance, so the soloist had no time to prepare and had to sight-read parts of the concerto. Not good. And not surprisingly, the premiere was not a great success. It wasn't until 1844 and a performance by the London Philharmonic conducted by Felix Mendelssohn that people got to hear what Beethoven's Violin Concerto is really all about. The soloist in that concert was a 12-year-old prodigy named Joseph Joachim, who was making his London debut and was already on his way to being one of the most important violinists of the 19th century. Here is the opening of the final movement of Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D major that he helped revive. That was part of the final movement of Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D major, music Beethoven composed in 1806. Takako Nishizaki was the soloist with the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Kenneth Jean. You've been listening to music from Beethoven's concertos, including his piano concertos, violin concerto, and the triple concerto. Such great, great music. What I've given you here is the merest of introductions. All of these recordings are included in a giant Beethoven box that's just been released by Naxos. 90 albums with over 100 hours of music. The catalog number for that box is 8.500250. To go out, here is how Beethoven's fifth and final piano concerto ends. Once again, Stefan Vladar is the soloist, along with the Capella Istropolitana, conducted by Barry Wordsworth. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.